Alpert looked like his eyes might pop out of his head. He turned and waved Di out of the room. He then turned back to Rachel and waited for the sound of the door closing.
"Excuse me, what did you just say?"
"I said, I am not going anywhere. I am staying on this case, because if you put me on a plane, I won't go back to South Dakota. I'll go to D.C. headquarters and right into the Office of Professional Responsibility to file on you."
"For what? What are you going to file?"
"You've used me as bait since the beginning, without my knowledge or consent."
"You don't know what you're talking about. Go ahead. Go to the OPR. They'll laugh you back to the Badlands and put you down for another 10 years out there."
"Sherry made a mistake, and then you did too. When I called in from Clear, she asked me why we took Bosch's car. Then in the hangar, you did the same thing. You knew I'd gone up there in Bosch's car. I started thinking about that, and then I figured out why. You put a GPS tag on my car. I went underneath it tonight and found it. Standard Bureau issue. Even has the code label still on it. There will be a record of who checked it out."
"I have no idea what you're talking about."
"Well, I'm sure the OPR will be able to figure it out. My guess is Sherry will help them. I mean, if I were her, I wouldn't tie my career to you. I'd tell the truth, that you brought me out here as bait, that you thought I would draw Bacchus out. I bet you had a shadow team on me the whole time. There'll be a record of that, too. What about my phone and my hotel room? Did you bug them?" Rachel saw Alpert's eyes change. He went inward, his mind no longer consumed by her accusations, but by the future consequences of an ethics complaint and investigation. She saw him recognize his own doom. One agent bugging and following another agent, using her as unwitting bait in a high-stakes gamble. Under the current climate of media scrutiny and bureau-wide avoidance of any controversy, his actions wouldn't hold up. It would be he who would go down, not her. Quickly and quietly, he would be dealt with. Maybe, if he was lucky, he'd end up working side by side with Rachel in the Rapid City office.
"The Badlands are really quite beautiful in the summer," she said.
She stood up and headed to the door.
"Agent Walling," Alpert said to her back, "hold on a second."